Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Music.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh! Riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Just like every lock's got to have a key, every river goes looking for the sea, and when you plant a seed, it reaches for the sky. It's just the way it is. Nobody wonders why. Like coffee needs a cup. You know that it ain't much good without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. Like a hammer and a nail, socks and shoes, we go hand in hand like a rhythm and blues. What good is a man if he hasn't got a dream? About as good as a car with no gasoline. You're the one I'm dreaming of. Got to have your love, can't live without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Something was missing, it was making me blue. But all I ever needed was you. Just like every lock's got to have a key, every river goes looking for the sea. And when you plant a seed, for the sky, it's just the way it is. Girl, with you and I, like coffee needs a cup. You know that it ain't much good without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it. No, there ain't no doubt about it. Go hand in hand like a rhythm and blues. What good is a man if he hasn't got a dream? About as good as a car with no gasoline. You're the one I'm dreaming of. Got to have your love, can't live without it. We were meant to be together, no doubt about it.
Welcome to another exciting adventure in country music on this edition of Sweet Country Music. It's an adventure because you never know what you're going to hear. It could be from 1999 or 1959, but it'll be a hit record from a legendary country performer. As always, halfway through the show, I will give you a comedy break, and we all need something to put a smile on our face now and then. Sweet Country Music feature presentation coming up in the second half of the show will feature songs with a NASCAR theme, you know, songs about fast cars. You just heard a number one hit record from 1993 from Neil McCoy. No doubt about it. It was one of two number one hit records the Texas singer-songwriter would have, but he would rack up a lot more hit records and albums over the years. I opened up the show with a classic country song done by a legendary country music artist, Johnny Cash. Ghost Riders in the Sky was a number two hit for him on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1979. Ghost Riders in the Sky was first heard way back in 1948 when it was written, and it's been recorded by a long list of folks over the years.
Country Music WTBR.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry enough. Are you and your friends are worried about me? I'm having lots of fun.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. Long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. I must go back to my room and make my day complete.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Let's begin with the day I met her and how fast this good old boy's world got better. The sky got bluer, the grass got greener. Just the first few seconds after I'd first seen her. Like my favorite song on a new set of speakers. My best old jeans and my broken sneakers. A home run pitch floating right down the middle. The sweet music made when the bow hits the fiddle. She's right on the money. She goes direct. My heart, and when it comes to loving me, she's everything I need. Bullseye perfect, she's right on the money. She's no red lights when I've overslept. She's a 3-point jump shot that's nothing but net. A handful of aces when the dealer's done dealing. I'm forever on a roll, that's how she's got me feeling. She's right on the money. She goes direct to my heart. And when it comes to loving me, she's everything I need. Bullseye perfect, she's right on the money. Best cook that's ever melted cheese. I ain't much around the house, but I aim to please. There's absolutely no reason to doubt her when she says I wouldn't last 10 minutes without her. She's right on the money. She goes direct to my heart. And when it comes to loving me, everything I need, bullseye perfect, she's oh, right on the money. She goes directly to my heart. And when it comes to loving me, she's everything I need, bullseye perfect, she's right on the money. Thank you.
whistling, a little piano, you know. That's one of my favorite country performers, Alan Jackson, and something he did back in 1998, right on the money. Now, I don't know about you, but I enjoy watching and listening to Alan Jackson performances. I mean, he's so real. One of the things on my bucket list is to see Alan Jackson in concert. I open the set with a very familiar song, Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers. The song was their first country hit record, landing at number two for them in 1965, but it was also a number four hit record on the pop charts at the same time. The Statler Brothers won a Grammy Award that year for the Best New Country Artist.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Together. Tears have stopped falling. The long, long nights are not ending. The key to my heart, you hold. We're together again. Together again. The gray skies are gone. You're back in my arms. Now the love that we knew is living again, and nothing matters, 'cause we're together.
There's a yellow rose in Texas
I'm going home to see. Though other men have held her, her heart belongs to me.
You've traveled down some dusty roads, slept out in the rain, but this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell, I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul from hell. She's a diamond of the desert, she's a golden flower of spring, she's a yellow rose of Texas, she can make a man a king. There's a yellow rose in Texas, she knows the dues I've paid, and I'm going home to tell her I wish I'd never strayed.
You couldn't see beyond yourself, your pain and wounded pride, but now you know the truth is in the way you feel inside.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell, I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul from hell.
She's a diamond of the desert,
she's a golden flower of spring, she's a yellow rose of Texas, she can make a man a king. Yes, a yellow rose of Texas can make a man a king.
Now there's a familiar song, huh? But this time with totally new lyrics. That was a duet with Johnny Lee and Lane Brody, The Yellow Rose from 1984. It was a number one hit record back then and was used on the NBC television series of the same name. But the song apparently was a bigger hit than the TV show, which was canceled after one season. Out of the set with country legend Emmylou Harris and her number one hit record from 1976, Together Again. Emmylou Harris was first heard on our favorite country radio station back in 1975, and she's racked up a lot of hit records and awards over the years. In fact, she was inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 1992.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Well, coming up in a few minutes will be the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break. And this time, I'm going to feature comedian Bill Engvall doing some of his best Here's Your Sign jokes. Right now, let's listen to a song from Hank Williams Jr. that his famous dad had a hit record with back in 1953. So, here you go, the story of Kalijah on Sweet Country Music.
Kalijah was a wooden end. Standing over by the door, fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in a Georgia store. Kalijah, standing there, don't ever let it show. She don't ever answer yes or no. And cared this old Black Hawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, standing there, don't ever show a sign. Cause that heart is made of knotty pine. Oh, Kalijah, you ain't ever got a kiss. Is it any wonder that your face is red? Girl, I just
choctaw maiden with long black hair. Bought the Indian maid, took her up so far away in Oklahoma State.
Ticket is paid and I'm ready. Get aboard and you know, baby, I've got a train load of loving waiting for you. This ride is smooth and easy, but I know it's sure gonna please ya. You're going on a trip you've never been before. We'll do things you've never dreamed of on the train that's bound for true love.
And you know that's what everybody's looking for. Get on my love train and ride by my side.
'Cause you'll find that nothing is better than the loving is what you've been looking for.
So let me love you forever. Get on my love train and ride.
This ride is smooth and easy. Well, I know it's sure gonna please ya. You're going on a trip you've never been before. We'll do things you never dreamed of on the train that's bound for true love.
And you know that's what everybody's looking for. Get on my love train and ride by my side.
'Cause you'll find that nothing is better than the loving. It's what you've been looking for. So let me love you forever.
Get on my love.
That's a gal by the name of La Costa and a song you don't hear on the radio all that much, Get on My Love Train. The 1974 number 3 hit record stayed at that position on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 2 weeks. La Costa is the first name of the singer. Her complete name is La Costa Tucker. Yep, you got it. She's the younger sister of country legend Tanya Tucker. Off on a set with Hank Williams Jr. and a remake of his dad's 1953 hit record, Kalijah. The number 12 1980 hit for Hank Williams Jr. gave the old song some new life, but he's not the only country artist to re-record it. It was also re-recorded by Charlie Pride, Loretta Lynn, Roy Clark, just to name a few. You know, I can't believe that 30 minutes of this show is all over. It is. Well, coming up next will be the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break, and this time you'll hear comedian Bill Engvall doing some of his funniest "Here's Your Sign" jokes. Oh, there's some beauties on this one. It'll put a smile on your face for sure. Then, coming up during the second half of this edition of Sweet Country Music, the feature presentation will spotlight songs with a NASCAR theme, racing cars, fast cars, stuff like that. I'm Larry Crack. I'll be right back.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
Did a show in Buffalo, New York. Land at the airport. I go down to get my luggage. It doesn't show up. So I go to the lost luggage office where everybody's in such a good mood. God, who applies for that job? Who says, I want to work in lost luggage? You don't have a good day. You might as well have a job empty on porta-potty because you're just going to catch crap all day long. But I know it's a thankless job, so I'm trying to be nice to this woman. I said, excuse me. I go. She goes, can I help you? I said, yeah. I said, you lost my luggage. She looked me right in the eye and said, has your plane landed yet? I said, no, Princess, I'm having an out-of-body experience. I'm just checking on it. Here's your sign. I took my family to the Winter Olympics 2 years ago. We rent a car at the Salt Lake City Airport. I get one with a ski rack because we're going to do some skiing. So I'm putting our skis up in the rack. The guy renting the car right next to me goes, you going skiing? I said, nope, we put him on top of the car in case we flip over on an icy road.
Here's your sign.
I was in the park flying a kite with my kids. The guy walks right up next to me and goes, y'all flying a kite? Nope, fishing for birds.
Here's your sign.
I was in an office building the other day. I'm standing on the bottom floor in front of the elevators. I've pushed the button. A woman walks up to me and goes, are these the elevators that go up? I said, no, these are the ones that go side to side. The ones that go up or down the hall. She walked away.
Here's your sign.
I got stuck behind a big rig that weighs his trailer up underneath an overpass. And me and the trucker standing on the side of the road talking. And the highway patrolman pulls up. And he looks at the guy's rig and he looks at the trucker. And I'm thinking, oh dear God, he can't say it. And sure enough, that cop goes, you get your truck stuck? And God bless this trucker. He goes, nope, I was delivering that overpass. I ran out of gas.
Here's your sign.
But the best one I've seen all year long happened, my wife did it. I had to go do a corporate job in Missouri, and I had to fly in the night before because it was a morning show. So I'm on this little prop job plane, and we land this little remote airstrip. And when we landed in the dark, we hit a deer. And it killed the deer, it wrecked the plane, we evacuated the plane. I go back to the terminal, I call my wife and I said, you're not going to believe this. I go, we just hit a deer. And my wife goes, oh my God, were you on the ground? I said, nope, Santa was making one last run.
Here's your sign.
God bless y'all, thank you very much.
Music. Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm spotlighting songs about NASCAR racing or just plain fast cars. NASCAR is a blast to watch on TV, but even better, at one of the speedways that I've been to, Daytona. And boy, is that impressive. I mean, big. Anyway, going to play a couple of songs that deal with fast cars and NASCAR itself. And choosing which songs to play was not easy at all. Take some time to Google NASCAR songs or songs about fast cars, and you'll be amazed at what you find. The list is very long and impressive. So let's fire up that big old engine and hit the gas. Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation about fast cars and NASCAR.
We got owners, favorite drivers. Boy, that Tony Stewart's a whiner. And we got rookies, advertisers. Like, let's see, Havilene, Target, Sharpie, Caterpillar, Nextel, Mountain Dew, DuPont, Lowe's, Home Depot, Kodak, M&M's, UPS, Tidal, Tail, Gillette, Kellogg's, Viagra, DeWalt, and Budweiser.
But the trophy girls still have my favorite parts. Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR. We got cautions, we got pit stops. You can't hear a dang thing once the flag drops. And poor Kyle Petty and Swerve and Marlin are gonna find it tough to beat Mark Martin. Cause that Viagra car is always driven hard. Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR. I love NASCAR. It's my kind of race. Just watching Jeff Gordon plow up a wall puts a smile on Dale Jr.'s face. No caviar, it's beer and Mopar. Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR. I like short tracks, you'll see more wrecks, and about a million screaming rednecks. And old Jeff Burton, poor Mike Skinner, well, they've done forgot what it's like to be a winner. And Ken Schrader still ain't sure who his sponsors are. Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR.
Hey, how's the coasting up there, boys? About got into one there. 10-4, I'm about to pull over right up here next pit stop. I'm going to need to get two right front tires. I need a wedge on the left side to get this windshield clean, a little gas. And you don't care how many pair of underwear up there, I have messed all in my drawers out of that.
I like football.
I like football.
I like my wrestling. I like a good game of air hockey. I like some ping pong now and then.
How about you, Toby?
But I love NASCAR. It's my kind of race. Just to see Big E back on the track would put a smile on every face. No one drove a car quite like Earnhardt. Vroom, 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 gentlemen, start your engines. I love NASCAR.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. I said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
That's the Sweet Country Music Feature Presentation, spotlighting songs about NASCAR racing or just plain racing fast cars. And I chose two songs that were not major hit records but fit the bill this time around. The song you just heard is the best-known version of a song called Hot Rod Lincoln, done by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. It was actually first recorded back in 1955 by a guy named Charlie Ryan, then done over the years by a long list of artists. And of course, the best line ever is right at the beginning of the song.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln.
Love that line. I open the set with what has to be the unofficial signature song of NASCAR, I Love NASCAR by Cletus T. Judd. The song was a parody of Toby Keith's 2003 hit, I Love This Bar. In fact, Toby Keith can be heard on that song as well. Cletus T. Judd is known for his parodies of popular country songs and has racked up a number of hit country parodies.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. People like to talk, boy, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like the ladies should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile. He got a heck of a deal on a new Porsche car. He ain't wearing his usual gray business suit. He's got jeans and high boots with an embroidered star. And today he's 40 years old, going on 20. Don't look for the gray in his hair, 'cause he ain't got any. He's got a young thing beside him that just melts in his hand. He's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can. He's got a woman he's loved for a long, long time at home. Ah, but the thrill is all gone when they cut down the lights. They've got a business that they've been a while coming by. Been a long uphill climb, but now the profits are high. But today he's 40 years old, going on 20, and he hears the sword in the fair, and he ain't had any. And the young thing beside him, you know she understands that he's middle-aged crazy, trying to prove he still can.
Have any idea who that guy is? Well, if you said Jerry Lee Lewis, you'd be correct. Yep. Now, while Jerry Lee Lewis has a reputation as one of the early pioneers of rock and roll, he is country through and through, and that song is a pretty good example of his countryside, Middle Age Crazy from 1977. It was a number four hit on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart 20 years after his very first hit record in 1957. By the way, Jerry Lee Lewis was in his 40s when he recorded that song. over the set with another legend of country music, Charlie Pride, and his number one hit record from 1973, Behind Closed Doors. It was his very first number one hit, but certainly wouldn't be his last. We first heard Charlie Pride on our radios in the late 1960s when he had a string of minor hit records, but he racked up over 45 hit records over the years.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. I've been working in a sawmill, I'm all uptight and tense. I got wind that someone's been digging under my back fence. Thought I'd better call you, let you know today that the old man from the mountains on his way. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. Wind it up now. My dang fool head off, all for a dollar bill. Now I need a bunch of good loving, so I'm coming down the hill. Don't want no friendly Henrys warming up my bed. And the old man from the mountains means what he said. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. One more time. The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home.
Few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's enough. Being so close and having so much.
That's Rascal Flatts and one of their number one hit records, What Hurts the Most, from 2006. It was the fifth number one hit record they would have, and they would continue to crank out number one hits for quite a while. Rascal Flatts started out as a fiddle and steel guitar band in Nashville in the late 1990s and got their big break in 2000 with their first hit record. I opened the set with a number one hit from Merle Haggard from 1974 called Old Man from the Mountain. Merle Haggard was first heard on country radio stations back in 1963, and the Old Man song was his 18th number one hit record. Merle Haggard is one of those legends of country music that has lived many of the stories he sings about in his songs. In fact, he spent 3 years in San Quentin prison for burglary. He was later granted a full pardon by California Governor Ronald Reagan. Well, as Jed Clampett used to say on the Beverly Hillbillies, doggy, or something like that. And that, of course, means that this edition of Sweet Country Music is over, but I had a chance to play some really cool stuff, including I Love NASCAR, Cletus T. Judd. It was actually a novelty song, but it talks about NASCAR. And, of course, Hot Rod Lincoln from Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. I'm Larry Krechner, your host for Sweet Country Music. Talk to you next time.